Coinbase's base stalls block production in an hour-plus outage base. The Ethereum Layer 2 network operated by Coinbase stopped producing blocks for more than an hour on June 25, 2026, leaving transactions stuck across one of the largest scaling chains in the ecosystem. Base's own status page logged the problem at 1603 UTC, describing block production as unhealthy and confirming the team was investigating. The outage was still open at the time of writing. The incident spread quickly on X, a Watcher Guru post flagging that Coinbase's base blockchain has been down for over an hour, drew more than 100,000 views and 130-plus replies within minutes. Most of them pointed at how a single operator can take the whole chain offline. A single faulty block jammed the line base's status timeline tells a tight story. At 1603 UTC, the network reported block production was unhealthy. A follow-up at 1624 UTC said the team was still digging. By 1652 UTC, base had a diagnosis, a problematic block interfering with subsequent block building. In plain terms, one bad block gummed up the machinery that assembles the next blocks, and everything behind it queued up. That matters because base does not pause gracefully. When block production stops, so does everything that depends on it. Deposits, withdrawals, swaps, and any app settling on the chain wait for the next valid block. And there is no next block until the builder recovers. The chain was not hacked and funds were not at risk. It simply stopped moving. The timing was awkward. Base had a scheduled network upgrade, dubbed Beryl, set for 18.0 to 20 Gauss UTC the same day, with node operators told to run version 1.1.1 or later. The stall hit roughly 2 hours before that planned maintenance window, turning a routine upgrade day into a live incident. One operator, one point of failure. Base runs on a single sequencer, the component that orders transactions and produces blocks. Coinbase operates it. That design is fast and cheap, and it is also the reason a single malformed block can stall the entire network, rather than route around the fault. Critics in the replies made the obvious point. A chain that one company can take down is centralized in the way that counts most during an outage. This is not the first time the design has shown its edge. In August 2025, Base halted for about 33 minutes after a sequencer problem, and the team restored service by manually handing leadership to a healthy sequencer. The recovery worked, but it required a human in the loop and careful sequencing to avoid a chain reorganization. Today's event followed the same shape. Identify the bad block, remediate by hand, bring production back. Most Ethereum Layer 2 networks share this trade-off right now. A centralized sequencer keeps fees low and confirmations quick at the cost of a single switch that can be flipped, frozen, or jammed. Decentralizing the sequencer set is on the roadmap for several chains, Base included, but it is not live, and outages like this are the cost of the current arrangement. Settlement risk reaches anyone spending on-chain. For traders, an hour of frozen blocks is an annoyance. For anyone using Base as a payment rail, it is a reminder that the chain underneath a balance can stop. A growing slice of stablecoin payments and on-chain settlement runs through Base because it is cheap, so a stall ripples into apps, bridges, and any card top-up routed across the network. Funds were safe today, but they were also unspendable until block production resumed. That is the practical case for treating chain reliability as part of counterparty risk. If you spend from your own wallet, you avoid an exchange freezing your account, but you still depend on the chain that wallet settles on staying live. A single sequencer outage does not touch custody. It touches availability, and availability is what you need at the checkout. The wider market gave the event little room. Bitcoin traded near $59,278. And Ether near 1566 as of June 25, 2026, both lower on the week, with the fear and greed index pinned at 15, deep in extreme fear. Base's stall did not move prices. It did add another data point to a running argument about how decentralized the most popular Layer 2 chains really are when something breaks.